بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak in advance. Inshallah, bidnillahi ta'ala, in another day or two, we will enter Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Ramadan al-Kareem with strong iman, with good health, and with free time, and with the tawfiq to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best possible way that we can manage. Let me say it in advance that don't get involved in arguments about when is it starting and whether moon sighting local or international or global or whatnot, whether the moon is sighted or not sighted. Inshallah, all of this will be figured out and you will be informed. It is fard to remain jointed and to remain joined with our community, with the brothers and sisters. So let us focus on that. Don't get involved in needless conflicts which are completely worthless. They have no meaning, right? Because we have the standard things. Moon sighting, when does it start, when is Eid and so on. All of this completely and totally unnecessary. We have the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is abundantly clear. He said, see the moon and fast, see the moon and break the fast, and if you do not see the moon because the skies are cloudy, complete 30 days, and that is what will be done, inshallah, right? So, don't get involved in any of those kinds of arguments. The question I ask myself and you is, will we enter Ramadan or will we allow Ramadan, the spirit of Ramadan, to enter us? If we enter Ramadan, then on the first of Shawwal, we will exit Ramadan. Date change. But if we allow the spirit of Ramadan al-Kareem, the spirit of absolute obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and concern for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all matters to enter our hearts and lives, then we can hope that this will transform us and make us true muttaqoon for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his Jannah without hisab, inshallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: Qad ja'akum Ramadanu shahrun mubarakun iftaradallahu alaykum siyamahu tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah wa yughlaqu fihi abwabul jahim wa tughallu fihi الشياطين فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها قد حرم. أعوذ بالله. We ask Allah for protection from being deprived of the barakah of Rahman, of Ramadan. The hadith means there has come to you Ramadan al-Kareem, there has come to you Ramadan, a blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined you to fast. In it, the gates of Jannah are opened and the gates of Jahannam are shut. And every devil is chained up. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a night which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its goodness is indeed deprived. This is a Sahih hadith in An-Nisa'i. Awqala alayhi salatu wasalam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Ramadan al-Kareem and to enable us to do our best to maximize its benefits. Now, brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem are for the muttaqoon, people of taqwa, not for Muslimoon. Becoming Muslim is only the entry point. It's a boundary condition. Without that, you are not even in the fold. But once you become Muslim, to attain levels and darajat and honor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make effort to enter that blessed group of people who will be honored and granted entry into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to have His taqwa and to fear His displeasure and to be aware of His presence. And He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. He said, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is His right that all creatures must have His taqwa, and do not die except in a state of Islam. Do not die except in a state of Islam, except as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Muslims to develop a state of mind and heart where they fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is His right that people should fear to displease Him. And He told us Muslims to make sure that we do not die except in a state of complete submission to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how to develop taqwa and gave us the means to do that. He made fasting compulsory upon us so that we could develop taqwa. And He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyamu, kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. He said, which means, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed upon you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become al-muttaqoon. I remind myself and you that Islam means submission, to obey without question. It's not obedience without understanding. It is obedience because we understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his willing submission to Him. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb ordered him submit, he said, I submit. He did not say, I will submit tomorrow. He didn't say, let me think about it. He didn't say, give me some time. No. Aslim, qala aslamtu. Ramadan al-Kareem comes to emphasize the fact that the Muslim obeys because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it. And that makes sense to him. Even if he doesn't always understand the reason for the command. This is an indication of his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes from his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his experience of the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I know the one who can do anything, loves me and is in control of my life, then what else can I ask for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some things halal and He made some things haram. But in Ramadan, during the hours of daylight, He Jalla Jalaluhu made even things which are ordinarily halal, haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal everything that is good and beneficial for us, and we made haram everything which is evil and harmful for us. We forget that nothing benefits or harms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He has nothing to gain or lose. It's His mercy which drives the decision to show us what is harmful and what is beneficial for us. But in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes haram what is normally halal. which emphasizes the fact that the actual benefit, the definition of virtue, is to obey Allah. And real harm, or the definition of sin, is to disobey Allah, not the thing in itself. It's not the action in itself. It's the action if it is done according to the will of Allah. And the reason this is done in Ramadan is to emphasize for us the fact that if we stayed away even from halal in Ramadan, then how much more important it is for us to stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited and made haram throughout our lives. And that is why it is so critical to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be concerned about His pleasure and approval in all that we say and do, because we know that to Him is our return. My brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to ask for hidayah, guidance. Ihdina Surat Al-Mustaqim. In the next surah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hudal lil-muttaqeen. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This kitab, this book, it has no doubt. And in that is guidance for the muttaqoon. So the Sirat al-Mustaqim is the Sirat, is the path of the muttaqoon, to whom guidance has been given. This is the path of Rasulullah ﷺ, who is the first among the muttaqoon, and success is only for the muttaqoon. This is the sunnah, and that is how the sunnah is fard in our lives. We don't understand this. We take the sunnah and we say, oh, this is only a sunnah. There is no only a sunnah. To follow the sunnah, we have been ordered and commanded to say, follow the sunnah. So it makes the sunnah what? Fard. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not actually make every action of sunnah fard, because to leave a fard deliberately is kufr. It is to leave Islam. So this is ease. This is comfort on the believer. Alhamdulillah, do the sunnah as much as you can. But to ignore it, to deny it, to treat it with disdain, to treat it as if it is unimportant, is to do the same with respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is kufr. To leave a sunnah because you are not able to do it, because of whatever reason, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah for forgiveness. But to treat the sunnah with disdain is kufr. As I keep saying again and again, please learn the deen. This is your deen. This is my deen. It is fard upon us to learn the deen. Please learn the deen. I am happy to come here and teach you every single day. Please come. Don't let this become a hujja against you to say that somebody was ready to teach but you never came. We should be ashamed of not knowing about our own deen. I read a lecture the other day, and I won't tell you which place and so on and so forth, but the hall was full of people, Muslims. And I asked them, define Iman, what do you believe? I'm not exaggerating, Allah is witness. Not one single person could answer that question, not one of them. Say, what do you believe? You're Muslim, right? So what do you believe? Not one person. Is this okay? Please take the deen seriously, because when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that day will come, there is no doubt about this fact. The thing that is going to help you there and help me there is this deen. It's not anything else. By all means, get degrees, get an education. But understand the comparative importance of things. Prioritize. Prioritize. Learn the deen and practice the deen. See the amount of effort we make for everything else. Let's ask ourselves, what effort do I make to learn Islam? How is it that I have grown to whatever age I have grown to and I cannot even have a definition of what I believe? Imane Mufassal. I don't even know what I believe in. Should we not be ashamed? Tell me, seriously speaking. We should be completely and totally dissolving in shame in a puddle. No? And then what must you do? Go and harass somebody. If somebody is to teach you, go sit in front of his door of his house and say, you have to teach me. I will become a hujjah against you on the day of judgment if you don't teach me. Here is the opposite. I am telling you, please come, I will teach you. No money. No, nothing. You don't come. Okay, don't want to learn from me? No problem. Absolutely no problem. I don't put myself up as the teacher. No. Go to somebody. Go to whoever knows. Learn the deen. It is not okay for you as adult Muslim men and women not even to know what you believe in. It is not okay. Don't go to sleep tonight until you learn. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes before our eyes are opened by Malakul Maut. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Ramadan and grant us the tawfiq to learn this deen. And it begins with what we believe in. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that Ramadan al-Kareem comes to make us muttaqoon. La'allakum tattaqoon. So that you might become muttaqeen. What is the benefit of taqwa? The benefit of taqwa is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْضُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulties. Allah will solve his problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah said, the one who has taqwa, Allah will solve his problems. I remind myself and you, until, this is not the best way of understanding Islam, but until we understand and believe that our worldly problems will get solved by understanding and learning and living by the deen, we will never follow the deen. So, understand that. Pray, we ask Allah for Jannah, but if we don't understand that this salah can solve my worldly problem, you will not pray. We have example after example after example. From the seerah, from Rasulullah's life, from the sahaba. If there was a problem, what did they do? They prayed 2 rakat of salah. Then they did whatever else they needed to do. I'm not saying don't take help of means and so on and so forth. No. Why do they pray 2 rakat of salah? Because they know, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing will happen unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. So let me go and straighten my line with Allah. Then I will go and do my stuff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu usta'inu bi sabri wa salah. Allah said, take the help of sabr and salah. So Allah says, wa may yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja. The one who has taqwa, Allah will solve his problems for him. Why are you trying to solve your problems? Tell me, why are you worried? Why are you stressed out? Why are you harassed? Why are you afraid? Why are you trying to solve your problem? Allah said he will solve your problem. And you and I know as Muslims that unless Allah solves my problem, it will not be solved. Right? So why are you tiring yourself out? Connect with Allah. Straighten your line with Allah. What does it mean? It means, first and foremost, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No shirk, no partners. Clean your life and my life. Let us clean our lives from all shirk and all bidat. What is shirk? What is bidat? That's why I said you need to learn the deen. Second one is, earn halal, eat halal. There is no acceptance of dua if you are eating haram. There is no acceptance of dua if your earning is haram. Simple as that. I don't make the rules. You don't like the rule, go talk to the one who made the rule. Earn halal, eat halal. Third one, fulfill fara'id. Number one, fard, salah. For the man, if possible, in the masjid by jama'ah. But there is no concept of leaving the salah. You pray in the masjid, pray somewhere, but pray the salah on time. And then the rest of it, right? Straighten our line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when you raise your hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer before your hands come down. Inshallah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Bring the sunnah into our lives, which means for the men, the beard is sunnah. Bring the sunnah into your lives. You start the day with removing the sign of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from your face. And then you expect this day to be full of barakah for you. Come on, man, give me a break. Faraid, aqidah, faraid, sunnah. Straighten the line. Allah said, I will solve your problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And then see the beauty. Allah said, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will provide him from sources he cannot even imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply said, I will provide him. Nay, Allah wants to absolutely give you the aha experience of, wow, this is where I'm getting from. This person, I thought he was my enemy. He is supporting me. I thought there was no hope here. I'm getting from there. يَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِ. We will provide him from sources that he could not even imagine. And then the crowning glory of that. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah, and tawakkul, next Jummah inshallah, but tawakkul is the reward of taqwa. Tawakkul doesn't come, Allah gives tawakkul. Tawakkul is the reward of taqwa. Without taqwa, there is no tawakkul. You make effort for the taqwa, Allah gives tawakkul. That feeling of complete grace. My Rabb is in charge. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. My Rabb is in charge. He can do everything. No one can do anything other than him. He loves me. He is in charge. What do I need to do? Straighten my line. They asked Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, why? How is it you are so peaceful? You seem to have no care in the world. Why is that? How is that? He said, because of four things. He said, number one, I do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me for. Why did he create us? To worship him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created the jinn and the humans for any purpose except to worship. Worship as in formal worship here. Worship as in living our whole life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship has a wide meaning. It doesn't only mean salah. It means salah. It means not telling lies. It means dealing honestly with people. It means keeping your promises. It means the whole thing. The whole nine yards, right? So he said, Allah created me and I make sure that I fulfill the purpose for which Allah created me. Second thing he says, I know that my rizq, what Allah has written for me, my sustenance, nobody else can take, so I'm not bothered with that. I don't worry about it. What will happen to me? Nothing will happen to you. What Allah has written will happen to you. Don't worry about it. Third thing he said, that I try to fulfill everything which Allah made fard on me. And the fourth thing he said, I remember that one day I will meet Allah. So I try to prepare for that. Right? Simple advice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to learn and to practice and to taste the sweetness of this beautiful religion. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عدو يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.